National Ag Day is on March 22nd, and in honor of that, we're going to discuss how agriculture and landscapes benefit Wyoming. I spoke with Executive Director of the Wyoming Stock Growers Land Trust, Jessica Crowder, about their program and why it's important.
Our organization is an organization that works to keep agricultural lands intact and productive for future generations, and of course, for those of us who live in and enjoy Wyoming now. Our organization is unique because we are an organization that is for agricultural producers and really brought to life by agricultural producers. Really what we do and the way that we work to keep agricultural lands intact and productive is through conservation easements, which are voluntary, individually tailored agreements that limit the amount and perhaps the type of the development that can occur on a piece of land.
So why are those so important? We all report on these things. Would you maybe explain to the average person why that is important and why that's something your organization gets involved in?
Absolutely. So conservation easements, and particularly the conservation easements that we put on the ground, are really geared towards keeping agricultural values intact. And we know as Wyomingites and those who maybe visit Wyoming and enjoy our great state, during certain parts of the year, we know that this state relies upon agriculture for its economy, but also those lands provide vast amounts of public benefits, from beautiful open spaces and views to clean water, clean air. Much of our wildlife habitat is intact on private lands, and really, wildlife and fisheries really flourish on private lands. So these conservation easements really do provide the opportunity for landowners to keep their land as it is forever, in perpetuity is the idea. So, we're not then as worried about subdivisions or development that really kind of reduces the opportunities for agriculture or for other values such as wildlife.
Can people change, if once they make this decision, can they change their mind? Because some people get into some financial difficulty and might want to sell off part of the land.
Sure. So a conservation easement through our land trust is an agreement between us and a landowner. And it's an agreement on what type and how development occurs on the land in the future. It is not in any way, nor are we able to take over those landowners' basic property rights. So landowners retain title and all other property rights when they have a conservation easement with us. So if the landowner is interested in selling the land at a later date, they certainly have opportunity to do so. If they'd like to develop the land, they have to reserve that right through our conservation easement and through that process.
Let me ask you about National Ag Day, which is March 22nd, and just ask you this, how do agriculture and working landscapes benefit the state, and what is the role that the Land Trust plays in supporting all of these types of things?
Absolutely. When we're able to keep those lands available for food and fiber production into the future, we are certainly providing agricultural opportunities for the future as well. And that's very important, to think about on National Ag Day, which is coming up later in March. It's important to think about how we can support agriculture and those landowners who are in agricultural production now, and so that we can conserve those spaces.
Let me ask you this. What is the landscape for ag right now? I mean, challenges and how are things looking?
Well, that's a great question. I think there are certainly other experts out there who can tell you more about markets and such than I can. But I think the reality is, and we all know, that there are increasing pressures on agriculture today, from rising cost of lands, difficulty accessing land for production. We have drought, continued drought in Wyoming and the West. We also have, volatile livestock and crop markets. So we're definitely seeing some pressure on agriculture right now, and it's coming together in a way that it hasn't recently. And so these conservation easements are really providing this opportunity for these families to say, we value agriculture and we want to maintain it into the future. And this is one tool to help do so through these volatile circumstances we're in right now.
So I'm driving around listening to this interview and I say to myself, how do I get a hold of Jessica if I want to know more information about this? So maybe you can explain that.
Absolutely. So the best thing to do is go to our website. You can just Google Wyoming Stockers Land Trust and learn more about conservation easements, our staff, our board, and what we do across the state. You can certainly call the office anytime as well or send us an email. All the contact information is right there on the website. We also have an office in Cheyenne, so we don't see a lot of people move through here lately, so we love to see people come in.
Jessica Crowder, again, is the Executive Director of the Wyoming Stock Growers Land Trust. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.